1520 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The weather is once again our top story. We begin with torrential rain and flooding in western Kentucky. KFVS-TV's Nikki Clark is in Mayfield.
We knew it was going to be a lot of rain, but no one expected to get what we got.
Despite all the damage, Graves County Sheriff John Hayden says there is a silver lining.
We're very thankful that no one has been reported to us, that no one's been injured, and there's been no fatalities.
The sheriff says they've faced these challenges before and believes in the community's resiliency.
In nearly a dozen states, it is sweltering with temps still in the triple digits. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
At the Tumbleweed Day Camp in Los Angeles, they're taking extra precautions to keep kids safe, making sure the equipment and the campers stay cool.
We make it a party. So it's sunscreen party. Everyone's putting on sunscreen together. We're doing water breaks. We're doing, you know, hydration challenges. And so we're doing a lot of preemptive work on that.
Hoping you won the big Powerball drawing so you don't have to go to work tomorrow. Get your tickets out. The lucky numbers are 7, 13, 10, 24, 11, and the Powerball is 24. You hit them all and you win over $1 billion. We're learning more about the potential charges against former President Trump. They could include conspiracy to commit an offense or to defraud the U.S. CBS's Graham Cates.
We just found out that former Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has been contacted by the special counsel's office. This is kind of an investigation that is all over the country, all over the map. And of course, then focused also on meetings at the White House during this two-month time period after the 2020 presidential election, which Trump lost.
While a lot of actors and writers are on the picket lines, Hollywood's not totally shut down.
SAG granted waivers to 39 titles that are all independent projects, despite some big names attached, from Anne Hathaway and Paul Rudd to Matthew McConaughey and Mark Wahlberg. The temporary agreements allow these productions to start or continue filming during the strike. It also gives cast an 11% pay bump on minimum salaries until the union negotiates new terms with studios. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
While the writers and actors strike is good for streamers, with a lot of Hollywood shut down because of the strikes, many are turning to the streamer for more of their entertainment needs. Netflix added about 6 million new subscribers in the past financial quarter. The big spike might also have something to do with its crackdown on password sharing. If you remember back in May, the company said only people you live with can use the same account. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy's takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 60. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 75. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Tuesday, July 18th. Dom, that's pertinent because it's election day here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Hey, happy Tuesday, Taco Tuesday to you, Crudy. Great to see you. Man, it's an important day. Make sure you go vote in Wisconsin. What district is that, Crudy?
Your district, Tom.
No, it's not mine, man.
Assembly District 24, you're not the former Dan Canodal district.
No. He became my state senator because I'm in one of the other two state senate districts.
Well, that'd be assembly districts. Three assembly districts make one Senate district. Dan Canodal's your boy.
Yes.
But just for a point of clarity, if you live in Milwaukee's northern suburbs, you might have an election today. Let's clarify slightly. If you live in the northern Milwaukee suburbs, including Germantown, Grafton, Menominee Falls, and Mequon, you may have a special election on Tuesday. Voters in part of Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties will head to the polls to elect Republican Paul Melotek or Democrat Bob Tatterson to the state assembly.
Go, Bob!
I mean, really, this is going to be, what, maybe a 10% turnout election?
Right. Won't take much.
The seat became vacant when Republican Dom's boy Dan Canodal won a special election for a seat in the state Senate this spring. That means today, Dom, is a special election in the 24th Assembly District. You can look it up at maps.legis.wisconsin.gov. Your district might have changed after new maps were implemented in 2022, which cut out Glendale and Brown Deer from the 24th Assembly District. The district now leans, wait for it, Dom, just a little more Republican.
Of course it does.
So go vote. Go vote. Crudy, none of those enclaves are in Milwaukee County. I didn't say they were. I'm just reading from the article at the Journal Sentinel. People are already chastising me.
The northern Milwaukee suburbs, I believe, is what it said.
Melotek, by the way, Dom, that's the Republican candidate, has co-owned and operated several businesses, including the Fire Ridge Golf Club in Grafton. He has served on the Ozaukee County Board for 11 years and the Grafton Town Board for 6 years. Melotech told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in June that he had nothing to do with the blackface incident in 2001 at a costume party organized by the Water Street Tavern and Restaurant Association, which he was president of at the time. I told you at that time, Dom, I didn't really feel like that was a fair criticism. You know, not of this one particular individual, no worse than, you know, the Journal Sentinel should have had for what?
Being a part of it, right? The bars of heaven. Yeah, right, right.
The company that owns the Journal Sentinel and this prior machination 22 years ago, you know, also owned WKTI, which was the radio station that held the costume party where somebody in blackface won. Dominic Tatterson is a retired
engineer. Yes, our guy, Tatterson. We want Tatterson. Go vote. Don't just go for vote. Go vote for Bob.
Bob Tatterson is a retired engineer and now invests in and advises startup companies. He is also active in community volunteering and was formerly a volunteer firefighter. Dom, why aren't you a volunteer or anything? He describes himself as a moderate Democrat. His priorities include public education, including building a skilled workforce through higher education. He supports abortion access and wants to see common sense gun safety laws like red flag laws, citing a mass shooting a mile away from his house. Both candidates say they support fully funding law enforcement and working to address EMS staffing challenges in their district. That would be the 24th Assembly District. There is a special election today, and that's not Milwaukee County, but it's the northern Milwaukee suburb. So, you know, we split the infinitive. There you go.
Thank you for the clarity. Once again, go vote for Bob, the 24th Assembly District here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Dominic, some tremendously exciting news, and, you know, as if election day, special election day for a vacant assembly seat's not enough.
No, it's not enough. We need more.
I've got more. There's way more. You get the Ginsu knives. You get all kinds of news on this show, Dom, including this headline at the Washington Post. Michigan indicts alleged plotter and fake elector scheme. Plotters, plural. Here's what it means. Well, we got Jennifer Rubin's take on that. And then we've also got a journalist we know quite well. His name, Patrick Marley, formerly of the Journal Sentinel. Trump electors who falsely claim he won Michigan, well, they face felonious charges, Tom. Let's start with Marley's coverage. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's been on the show a couple times, Dom. You've got family, friends, or somebody that knows Dana Nessel.
Yes, and I did request an interview, but, you know, it was kind of late because this news dropped like 2 hours ago.
AG Nessel, 2 hours, like 25 minutes ago, Dom. Really? This is very, very recent news. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, Democrat, announced felony charges Tuesday against 16 Michigan Republicans who falsely claimed to be the state's 2020 presidential electors. The charges, Dom, forgery and other crimes, bringing the first charges in the country against Trump electors as investigations over attempts to overturn those results intensify across the country. Trash call, what are you doing? The charges were brought against former state Republican Party co-chairwoman Michonne Manek and 15 others for submitting official-looking...
That's very official looking. Yeah, you know, it's close. It's close. I mean, it looks like a $100 bill.
Official looking paperwork to the federal government asserting they were casting the state's electoral votes for Donald Trump. Joe Biden won Michigan and courts swiftly threw out lawsuits claiming Trump was the true winner of the state. And Dom, the charges stem from a state investigation that is separate from a federal probe by special counsel Jack Smith into attempts to reverse the 2020 results. Donald Trump, the former, on Tuesday said he had received a Justice Department letter telling him he's the target of Smith's investigation. We're going to cover that extensively today as well, Dom, and take your comments at 844-967-2789. Is there more, Dom?
No, there's a little more here. Patrick Marley continues. Of course, after Trump lost, Republicans in seven states that Biden won, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin filed paperwork claiming to be their state's true electors. And Crudy, today on this special election. Why do we have a special election in Wisconsin's 24th Assembly District today? Because the last guy that was there, who is now a state senator, my state senator, Dan Knodel, he was one of those very fraudulent electors.
No, not true. Not true. Dan Knodel wrote a letter to the vice president on January 5th.
Oh, yes. My bad.
Of 2021, asking the vice president not to make a timely certification of the Electoral College. But he was not a false Trump elector. You're thinking of, you know, Scott Graben, the former Dane County Republican chair, and Andrew Hitt, the former Wisconsin Republican chair, Kelly Rowe. There's so many names, Dom. So many malfeasant Republicans
state. It's hard to keep track of which angle they took to try to subvert the election. So thank you for the clarity. And who is the Wisconsin Election Commission who's also a fraudulent, let's not forget him, fraudulent elector?
Bob Spindell. God.
Bob Spindell. How could we possibly forget? If those cats lived in Michigan right now, they would be facing indictment from Dana Nessel. Continuing on from Patrick Marley at the Washington Post, the GOP electors in Michigan are the first to face criminal charges in addition to Smith's
investigation. Not the last.
Prosecutors in Arizona and Georgia are looking into the GOP electors in their states, and civil lawsuits have been filed against electors in Michigan and Wisconsin. Civil. In Michigan, each Trump elector was charged with one count of conspiracy to commit forgery, two counts of forgery, one count of conspiracy to commit uttering and publishing, one count of uttering and publishing, one count of conspiracy to commit election law forgery, and two counts of election law forgery. Nessel investigated the Republican electors after the 2020 election last year, referred their activities to federal prosecutors. After being sworn in for a second term in January, she announced she was reopening her own probe of the GOP electors because she didn't know what federal prosecutors planned to do with the case after having it for a year. At the time, she said the House committee that investigated the January 6, 2021 attack at the Capitol turned up strong evidence to support charging the Trump electors from Michigan. Attorneys for the Trump electors in Michigan did not immediately provide comment on Tuesday, Curry.
Why not?
I don't know. You think they'd be really eager to get up there and prove their innocence. I can't wait to go to court.
Cat got your tongue? Cat got your tongue. Dominic, there is more information, and we'll take a break here in just a minute. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the feds. And in this case, we're talking about what the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, interviewing another Wisconsin election official. Well, this one's on the outs with the GOP because, bless her heart, she stood up to the Trump onslaught, and I'm talking about Megan Wolf. She's the head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and they're trying to, what, force a vote on her despite the fact they don't have a quorum, and if they could take a vote on her, they would throw her ass out. That's the Republican plan, Dom. You know, because she's on the wrong side of their perverted fantastical history. You know, the real history in 2020, as everyone knows, Dom. Well, it was stolen from Donald Trump, and they're still trying to prove it. And the feds are interviewing Megan Wolf. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. I'm on the road again today, Dom, down here in Racine, Kenosha.
You know, Racine, baby.
Racine. I am in the WRJN back studios back here. If you watch me on the visual product, you know, the YouTubes or wherever, I'm actually wearing a suit today. I'm here for business, man.
You got a tie on, man.